just one of those days that ends in Y.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to start going after my own jokes now, just so people know that the joke and the punchline was delivered.
Okay, so Scott delivered a punchline. What was that? Monday, Thursday is before Good Friday, which is before Easter, yes.
It was the Monday of Thursday.
He said, this is the Monday of Thursdays. Do it again. It's the Monday of Thursdays, yeah. And that was a Scott original. So, anyway, so send your cards and letters.
Don't worry, I'm working on that.
Whoa, Ann Ernst is joining. This is cool. Hopefully she'll stick around here a little. Here, we have some fun here. We like to do all kinds of crazy. Wayne Easteps, Valerie Rice is here. Janice and Kelsey, welcome. All right, so for those of you who haven't joined here with us, this is our Thursday night, so we just practiced some songs, literally just learned brand new songs. As a matter of fact, we practiced, it might be an overstatement.
Overstatement.
So we very much appreciate your grace.
This has turned from quality music into quality entertainment at our expense.
Yeah, for every bad note played.
Hey, what capo are we doing on the first?
Four, please. Capo 4, please, so we shall see. So,
which of the three new songs is this?
This is the first of the three new songs, if we're doing them in order of confusion. The good news is the song that we mess up on the most is the last one, so I think.
Well, no, give me three times is last.
Oh, well, that's
and that'll redeem us, because we know
that
song.
Right. Yeah, you're right. That one will be redeemed on that one.
You want to go get something to
go
eat.
Go get dinner, come back, and
take
then watch,
about
right?
15 minutes or so. Come on back, and we will still be here waiting for you.
Anyway, let's see if we can pull together here. Okay, so we've got a song called There's a Stirring, originally written by Annie Herring. This is kind of a Mercy Me variation on it.
Yeah, I remembered it.
You remember how the rhythm was or the pick was? Oh, cool.
Is that even close?
Yeah, that's good.
Then I'm going to do this.
There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come? When I'll see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done? Is that his voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is he calling me? Is he calling me? I will rise up, then bow down and lay my crown. A stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come? When I'll see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done? Is that his voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is he calling me? Is he calling me? I will rise up, then bow down and lay my crown. His voice I am hearing. Come away, my prayer.
precious one.
Something like that. I will rise up. We need to get you to wait longer. It's practice Thursday night. Rise up.
Come back in.
Then bow down.
Act like it never happened.
And lay my crown.
He did it right. I came.
And his wounded feet. I will rise up. Rise up. Then bow down.
Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Okay, so he just learned this like 30 minutes ago, if even that, and ran through it a whole once. So you actually did it all right. It was just our pause. We didn't cue you right. So, hey.
Wait till you see the next.
It all goes downhill until it comes back up.
Oh, is that how it works? I always wondered how that works.
Everything that falls down must stand up. Sure.
Wait a minute. It's kind of like Scott's line. It's what they're standing room only until... Until everyone sits down, okay. I can work with that. He's doing his own jokes.
Doing his own jokes again. That's why the drummer doesn't have a mic.
All right. Okay, we got another one going on here.
Actually, he has more mics than everybody else.
I know Linda remembers that. You remember that from Emmaus, don't you? That's a pretty popular Emmaus. One we just sang. That's a pretty popular Emmaus song. And this next one is, too. You like this song. Well, you can get a pair and dance for people if you want. That's always,
please,
that's
take
always
the attention off of us.
Right. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Give me a second.
Well said.
Oh, that's right. I start singing. I can do this all day. So how y'all doing today? I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing up here, but they're giving me dirty looks. Okay. We will sing, and make music with the heavens. We will sing, grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift
what's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us. Like a fire burning. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for.
We will sing, and make music with the heavens. We will sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout. Ah!
What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus.
We will sing, 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 and make music through the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. We will sing, sing, sing.
It ended reasonably enough.
Made it to the end.
Stop it. All right, I had a couple other ones rolling in here. And River Frizz.
Think so.
Who's, yeah. Okay, so Dave Edwards is watching. Okay, are you ready for this one? Are you ready for this one?
I'm not ready.
So Dave Edwards is watching. He said, oh, that melody familiar. albeit probably keyed a little differently, Dave, but thanks for watching and being kind to us. Thank you.
More drummer commentary.
More drummer.
Oh, yeah. We had a great increase, you said, in watchers. Well, everybody that was already watching said, hey, you got to see this. They're failing. Check this out.
Yeah, check out the other side, right? But here, we'll redeem ourselves with this one, okay? Yeah, because it's a hymn.
Oh, good. It's a hymn.
Am I
not allowed to do the wah-wah pedal on the hymn anymore?
I don't care if you do the wah-wah pedal. Tonight's the perfect night to experiment, so give it a shot. Give it a shot. It's Thursday night. So, Karen, we'll do the full thing, so none of the wraparound. Correct. It is three verses. Yes.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. There are blessings you cannot receive till you know him in his fullness and believe. You're the one to prophet when you say, I am going to walk with Jesus all the way. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. If you say he saved you from your sin, now you're weak, you're bound, and cannot enter in. You can make it right if you will yield. You'll enjoy the Holy Spirit that we feel. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly love, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
You're finally getting it, like, at the end. I was liking it. I was like, did you guys like it? Did you
kind of playing with my buttons and stuff, and I'm expecting this sound. I'm like, why does the guitar not work? And then I didn't know where I was in the music.
All right, so for those of you still hanging out here with us, thank you for hanging out. And if you could, if you want to go ahead and let us know. You know, I got to look at something here. On my computer, it's looking goofy. I got to look on my phone here real quick. Is it looking blurry on the computer for you guys, or out there for you guys, or is it just my computer being silly? I'm going to look here real fast just to see.
It's getting a little static.
I think, oh, just my computer. My computer's acting ridiculous for right now. So there. Do a refresh on the computer. Okay, so we have Pastor Jeff Raker again here this week. And we will have communion too, but we're not to the communion song yet. So he is talking about in the Spirit, right? So how appropriate for us to do Spirit in the Sky.
Go to the place that's a bed. When they lay me down to die, going up to the Spirit in the sky. Going up to the Spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
Where I'm gonna go when I die.
When I die.
When I die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. You know it's a must.
Gotta have a friend in Jesus.
So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
Oh, recommend you to the Spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
Where you gonna go when you die?
When you die.
When you die and lay you to rest, you're gonna go to the place that's the best.
I got a friend in Jesus.
So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the Spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up with the Spirit in the sky.
Spirit in the sky.
Where I'm gonna go when I die.
When I die.
When I die and lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. go to the place that's the best.
Fun song. Fun song indeed. Who else has been rolling in here? I had to do a refresh and it didn't even fix what I was trying to fix, so who knows what's going on my computer. God bless Charlie Kennelly. He says, nice to hear good music. Of course, I wasn't sure which song he was talking about.
What is he listening to?
Yeah, that's right. What an awesome guy to say so.
So nice.
Oh, it's all good. All good.
Isn't
indeed.
There a song, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie?
We can make one up. There's got to be all kinds of songs that are like that, right? All kinds of stuff. Okay, so I was talking with Pastor Jeff about how he's going to be doing communion. He's going to do it at the end, right, very last thing. And so I was asking him, okay, do you want us, when communion is done, do you want us to do like a closing, our traditional closing song or whatever? He said, no, why don't you just go ahead and just make that the closing. So I thought, well, that's cool. So we've got kind of an added a little bit of an extension on this, not knowing how long our communion was or wasn't going to be, because we don't know. So we're going to be winging it. But tonight, I guess what we're going to do,
You think he'll ask us to do it again?
I don't know.
A little life lesson. If you don't want to do
what
something again,
no capo on this, right? Yeah. Life lessons. Life's lessons. Okay, then.
You didn't hear what I said then, did you?
Oh no, I heard it. See the challenge here is that there's it's a rare moment that Brandon does something musically poorly. I have to say I'd quantify that because he's human. I think. Is he human? He came from He's raised in your house, okay. Most days. Don't blame you for that. Look, let's just start singing this, Brandon. So this will be communion, so it'll start off slow and easy, and then it's gonna work its way into a closing song.
Starts off slow and easy.
And Trevor's getting his apologies out of the way. It'll be awesome.
Was it something like that? That
works.
He said this works.
I mean, I can work with it. I can work with most things. Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin. Lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your now life begins with you.
you're displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. All the redeemed, yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, we're free, free forever, we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed, yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began. Song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began, when death was arrested and my life began.
We're just going to do that line once.
Have you not, you heard that, you've heard that before, haven't you? Oh, you've not heard that song before? Oh, really? That's a... Well, I've heard a lot of Emmaus, so although probably, you know what, we probably should do that. I'll be leading the music team Saturday night at the gathering, hoping to make it. All are invited, by the way. You don't have to be an Emmaus grad to attend these. So it's going to be Saturday at 6 o'clock at Lebanon United Methodist Church. Lebanon in Lebanon, Ohio. You guys remember south of Lebanon, Ohio? It's north of that.
Huh.
You remember Cash Hamburger with South Lebanon, Ohio, where you pay cash with cash. We were just talking about that the other night, weren't we? Okay, we're good. We're good, Karen. We'll skip that. Go right to Gimme. Going to Gimme.
I had the country guitar.
Going to Gimme. He had country guitar set up. Now you can do Gimme. Right. Hold on a second here, Brandon. Let me see who else rolls on here.
Keep going.
Carol is saying hello. Charlie's saying love the music. Thank you. Gary Wisman's hanging out. Karen Rose. Gary Love. Okay, thank you. It's all good. I have no idea about why my computer's being so silly. But hey, the computers love to be silly. Okay, so we're taking prayer requests too. Forever Roll Start. What do you see on that? Correct. It's not on there. That's why we skip past it. Because it was on there in my first draft, and then when I talked to Pastor Jeff, he said, oh, why don't you just take a communion song and just make it your closing? So you notice it's not on PowerPoint, and it's not on there. I don't think it's on PowerPoint. Well, actually, it is on PowerPoint, isn't it? Ooh, I'm going to have to change that for us for Sunday, so thank you for observing that. Do it.
And another song. Let me get out of that.
shake it off, baby.
You needed that old familiar song to feel good on an ending note, right?
You said old familiar, and I started hearing old filler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. His phone's... Well, it's funny. He says phone ringing. I'm thinking, oh, shoot. I forgot to put mine on vibrate. Or did I?
Mine's turned on because it's over there.
Well, yeah. Yours is still charging, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Who else is... who we lost? who knows who we lost, but we have lost. Let's see. Of course, Gary's not saying that the audio is distorted, so that's encouraging. So that would be good to know. It's the musicians that aren't. That's right. We lost all the musicians that were watching have disconnected, and they said, "That's it. I can't take it anymore. We are done. We are done." So speaking of done, let me switch over the microphones.
Okay, can you hear me now? Yes.
He's done worse.
He's done worse. Stick around. All right. Grab a few things here.
The mention is he's also done better.
That's right. There's multiple sides to everything. Indeed. What happened? They're apparently watching on Facebook, so it's like okie dokie. Oh shoot! I forgot to grab something else. Always something that I forget. Thanks, God. All right. Let's see what we got here. We got this, we got this, we got that. We got all kinds of stuff here today, don't we? Whoo! Okay, so I got to bring up bring myself up on Facebook here so I can see any prayer requests that might be rolling on up and through. How was everybody's week? Steven, looking good? Love the shirt. Love the shirt. Always good to have the American flag tied in with... Which particular ship is that? The Yorktown? Or the North Carolina? Excellent. Excellent. Okay, let's see what we got here. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Rich. Rich is saying hello to everybody. Sure, the kennel's on here. Well, of course, it didn't grab a whole lot. If there was a prayer request you might have put in earlier and I missed it, please type it again, because I am not seeing anything on here. If it was there. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see where God's going to lead this thing today. Anybody? Who has any guesses?
I don't know
either. Let's hit the Old Testament and see what opens up. Holy smolies. I love when God does this. Okay, let's see what happens here with all this. I do believe that I am being led toward Numbers chapter 20, which is entitled Water from the Rock. Could be good. Could be interesting to see where we get how we get our parallel when I go to the New Testament. But God is faithful. He always ties us together. Okay, so in Numbers, it says, in the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh, and there Miriam died and was buried, Miriam being the wife of Moses. Okay? So now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and to Aaron, and they quarreled with Moses, and they said, if only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord, why did you bring the Lord's community into the desert that we and our livestock should die here? Of course, yeah, I mean, they're thirsty, right? Okay, they're thirsty, so they're complaining. He said, why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs or grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink! Exclamation point. They were not happy folks, okay? And keep in mind, this isn't just a few people. This is thousands, all right? So Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting. This is God's glory tent, all right? The tent of meeting. And fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Now, this is really cool. See, in the Old Testament, God revealed himself to his people in neat different ways, in clouds and fire, and that is evident when they would move from place to place. They'd be led by a cloud or led by a pillar of fire, is how it was said. So this is really wild. So these two walk in, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord said to Moses, take your staff, you and your brother Aaron, and gather the assembly together, and speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. Now, I'm going to repeat that to you, what he says. Right, and so interesting, he tells him to take his staff with him, but he says, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. And you will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. All right, so far so good, right? Instructions, speak. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he had commanded him, because God did tell him to take a staff. And he and Aaron gathered for the assembly together in front of the rock. And Moses said to them, listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock? And then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. I got to hit the pause button right there. Okay, so you heard me emphasizing what was happening. God said, take your staff, but he said, speak to it. He didn't say, take your staff and hit it. He said, speak to it. All right? So Moses does it, but yet God still makes it happen, right? God is still faithful. He says, I'm going to give you water. But he does that. All right, so now we carry on here. And this is, again, Numbers 20, verse 12. He said, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I gave them. All right, so God's saying, hey, here's consequences now, all right, for not doing specifically what I said. He said, these were waters of Meribah where Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he showed himself holy among them. And then it goes on where... Actually, I'm inclined just to stop there with that part. So isn't that fascinating, all right? So they were thirsty. God said, cool. And he brings water out of a rock. Oh, that's pretty wild. Think about that, a rock, you know, one of the hardest things with it. All right, Lord, where are you going to take me in the New Testament? He takes me into Mark. And where are we going with this, Lord? It opened up between Mark 14 and 15. And water. 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 Why not? Okay. Mark 14, verse 66. It talks about Peter. Peter disowns Jesus. All right. So this is now at this point, Jesus had been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. All right. And he's taken out. So Peter has been following him. So Peter was below in the courtyard while one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. And she said to Peter, she said, "You were also with that Nazarene Jesus." But Peter denied it. He said, "I don't know or understand what you're talking about." And he went out of the entryway. And when the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." And again, Peter denied it. That's twice now, right? And after a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you're a Galilean." And Peter began to call down curses on himself, and he swore, "I don't know the man you're talking about." And immediately the rooster crowed the second time. And then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. What's the water tie in with that? You remember Peter walked on water, all right? So Peter had enough faith and trust in Jesus. Remember, it was a storm, and the disciples were in there. Jesus was not with them in the boat, but remember, Jesus was walking across the water. And he's walking across the water to them. The disciples, they thought, "I saw a ghost," so they're scared, right? And Jesus said, no, it's me, it's good. And Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out to you." So Peter gets out, he starts walking on the water, and everything's good until Peter looks down, all right? Now Peter looks down, it's like, whoa, there's waves here, and he starts to sink. Why? Because he took his focus off of Jesus, okay? So Peter had that type of trust and faith in Jesus, but yet here, Peter denies Jesus three times. This to me, this is awesome because this shows our human frailty. You know, we can be all in, right? All in. But all of a sudden now when it's like, I feel threatened, you know, something can go wrong. He totally backtracked. I mean, he pretty much was cursing and said, "I don't know this guy." You know, he's carrying on. Now, here's the really cool part with that, though. And I've shared this with you before, but you got to hear it again. So in Acts, later in Acts, Jesus is back. All right, he's resurrected from the dead. He's back among the 500 people. It wasn't just a few people. He's back around 500 of his disciples. And he says, and he's carrying on. He's doing all these things, but Peter and his buddies after this were out in the water and they were fishing because that's where they started, right? They were fishing. And they hear a voice from the shore and it's Jesus. And he's there, the resurrected Jesus. He's there. He's got the coals burned. He's got all that. And he tells Peter to come on in. So Peter gets on in and he comes on in and everybody's there hanging out. And then Jesus says to Peter, he says, "Peter, do you love me?" Remember, Peter denied Jesus three times. The passage we just read. He says, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you." One redemption. A little later, Jesus says, "Peter, do you love me?" You know, Peter's a little curious, of course, at this point, because he already answered the question, right? But he says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And he says, "Peter, go feed my sheep," all right? And then a little later, Jesus does this the third time. "Peter, do you love me?" Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I do." He said, "Feed my lambs." Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus gave Peter three times to redeem himself. Now, that's pretty cool. That's way cool. But that just shows you our God. That just shows you our Jesus. So we see where Moses didn't do exactly what he should have done, but God still blessed everybody. Peter didn't do exactly what he should have done. God still blessed and forgave and forgiveness. I love this stuff. It's really cool stuff in this Bible. That's why I read it. There's all kinds of neat things. Okay, any other prayer? Yes, I do see another prayer request that has come in. Patrick, great to see you on here. Patrick is requesting prayers for Kelsey. Patrick is the husband of Kelsey. All right. And what? And he has a yes, Patrick, we were told you have a new job. And we hope you're rejoicing in that, and you got it all figured out, because we were praying for wisdom for you on that too. But yeah, Kelsey's been dealing with some health issues above the Lyme garbage. So we're certainly lifting you guys up for all that. And I had a couple other ones on Facebook we'll mention when we get into our circle. But that'll all work. Let's see if we can't get this microphone working here. I got it working. All right. I'm going to hand it to Tom. How's that sound? Da-da-da. And there's Tom. No, he's handing it back. All right,
he's
that's fine. That's fine, and it's going all the way back. Okay, we'll take it. We will take it. All right, it's a hot potato. Oh. All right, there we go. Oh. That works.
Okay.
Steven, you got the microphone.
Okay, you're handing it off to me first. Okay. Well, I'm just kind of getting used to my new job at the moment. So we're on Superior at Fairfield. Don't know how long it'll last. Who knows? It might be come to an end at any point or whatever. But I'm just kind of hoping to get through the next 12 weeks with or without a job. And you know, maybe if I have to work, sure. But I don't know if I end up leaving this job or whatever. I do think that maybe I'm kind of torn between, well, what should I do at that point if such a situation occurs?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, well, I'm only about 90 days out. And I can, in theory, just kind of coast along until that's over. Because, you know, I just don't like to get emotionally invested into another situation and then have to keep changing gears. It kind of wears me out. So.
But cash is cash.
Cash is cash. I understand that. But it's like, well, I also need to think about my own emotional state.
That's very true.
So, but, you know, I'm almost done anyway. So.
So you're on the home stretch.
I'm on the home stretch.
How are your parents?
They're doing fine. As
parents
well
are
as,
good?
Everybody's doing fine as
nice.
Far as I know. So.
These are good things.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I actually did go back to my former employer today just to do some interviews with some of the mechanics at my former job.
Yeah.
And what I did, and yep, it's gotten harder since I've left because now they're going out and trying to find their cars without the fuses in them. And
the fuses in them.
Well, the thing is,
is that what you do when you put?
That's what I kind of did, and now my former boss is doing it again, and now he's not putting the fuses in.
So would this be like the main under the hood fuse, the big one?
Yes, this makes the car act like a regular car.
So if I take like a 10-penny nail, can I get by? Or
no, the thing is, it's gotten to the point now where basically you have to have a transponder. They don't do keys normally anymore.
Okay.
So the thing is, they want to make sure that you come back to the dealership every time to get your key replaced. So you cannot go to a third party. They want to eliminate all competition.
Sounds like a number of other companies we know.
Well, take a look at Apple. They don't want to actually let
Apple's
you.
They
don't want you to repair your stuff.
And did you see Apple had what their greatest, was it their best quarter like in history ever?
Yes.
You know?
But they don't want to actually. They don't want that to end. They want that gluttony continue on to infinitum. In fact, they're probably the only company that could probably buy Disney outright. Apple, that is.
Oh.
Because they're 10 times bigger than they're the first trillion-dollar company. The Disney is only a billion-dollar company.
Only billion, yeah.
Only a billion. Only $130 billion per year. Apple's Apple is like $1 trillion.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Now, the thing is, it's numbers that only Bill Gates could dream of, unfortunately, and he made a third-rate product. Do you really love Windows?
I tolerate Windows.
I tolerate Windows, too, but the thing is, it's until someone comes along, and maybe I can ask God to give us another competitor. Okay, can you give us another competitor to YouTube?
You can ask God for anything.
Okay, I'll ask
God.
I'll ask God that he basically gives us more competition in the market. How's
there you
that?
Go. Capitalism, the American way, right?
Yeah.
The American way. Bring us over to Linda. Thank you, Stephen. What's going on, Linda?
We are going to say a prayer today.
Oh, good.
But first I'm going to talk about Marvin.
You said Marvin?
Marvin, who is in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marvin. Yes, yes.
We went to see him Monday. And I did real well. I didn't cry. And he's on the way to heaven.
Yeah.
And I know that. And I asked him, do you want to go to a meeting? And his answer was Essie, because Essie is another person he had.
Okay.
He went to move meetings with
Essie a lot. So, and Debbie asked him, I think it's funny, asked him if he want to be prayed on. He says, I got it.
I got it. Okay.
No, Debbie, do it. I
don't know. No, sorry, for refreshing my memory. Is Marvin the one that is Jewish?
Jewish.
Or he's okay. So now, so is he a Messianic Jew, meaning he's Jewish roots and he's accepted Christ, or you're okay? He still has not accepted Christ.
He's not Messianic.
Okay, so he's not.
But
he's not fully accepted Christ yet.
I prayed to myself, and then I took his hand and told him shalom. So.
Shalom is an awesome word.
Yes.
It's way better than what our English language can do for it.
This has been an exciting week. Linda has been asked to be a keynote speaker.
Really?
At a conference in Denver in October.
Fantastic.
She has been asked March 2nd. To go to Toledo and speak to artists, teachers, and the Toledo Art Museum about working with those who have disabilities.
Well, nice.
And she's been asked.
We have a resident celebrity here. How awesome.
No, I don't.
And she has been asked to apply for the Advisory Council to the Cincinnati Art Museum Board for advisory working with people with disabilities. So
nice.
We are.
And all this happened
in this past week.
Yes. In the last 3 days. Wow. Fantastic.
So we are high.
Nice.
And to listen to Linda last night when she went to bed, and I knew she couldn't sleep. So she sang every song she knew.
Including the ones we sang here tonight?
Yeah. Okay. She prayed, and then she sang some more, and then finally I heard snoring. So she...
You snore?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay.
We won't go into that. She's had a very successful day.
Fantastic.
Yes. So, we're going to be busy.
And do we have stories from the store, or do these trump everything that you have?
We have a story from the store about feeding my sheep.
Okay.
There was a gentleman in today. He wanted to get a Bible for his friend, because his friend needs to read the Bible. And so he spent over an hour looking at Bibles. And I said, well, there's a comfortable chair. Just sit down, take some over. If they have plastic around them, open the plastic, open the box. You got to feel it. You got to read it. Oh, no, I don't need to do that. And I went back to the book area, and he was sitting on a stool. He had two Bibles in his lap, and he bought a Bible for his friend and a
fantastic
Bible cover. And so,
do you recall what version he bought, or what was
he
it
bought? Like, a New King James Version.
New King James. Was it like a life application Bible, or was it
was
like
a study Bible?
It was a study Bible.
Yeah,
nice.
And I told him, I said, your friend is being blessed.
Amen.
And so are you.
That's right.
So he was very nice.
It's blessed to give and to receive, right?
Yes. And on Tuesday, a gentleman came in at the end of the day looking for a book on grieving.
Yeah.
So I found some, before he came in, I found some books. And Debbie didn't ask him, was it for a woman or a man? And it ended up being a woman. But I was looking for men. But he liked one of them, and he bought one for her. And it, he was buying it for a friend's daughter. His friend died at 54 unexpectedly, well, and his daughter was having a hard time. Can't accept
probably it. Teen, like 20s daughter?
Teenager.
Yeah. Oh, even teenager.
High school.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're talking, and he said, you know, my friend asked me one time to read the Old Testament, no, the New Testament, just the New Testament, nothing else. So I liked my friend, so I read it. I'm Jewish. He says, but not anymore, because I could not imagine someone who would give what Jesus gave and not follow him.
Nice.
And I just, it was so sweet. It was just so, the power of Jesus was there.
That's awesome.
And it was wonderful. I thank God.
What an awesome job you have hanging out at a Christian bookstore and get to have all these stories for us. Thank you. Tom. Oh, I think Tom's going to hand it off again. Did you turn that off? Or did it quit on its own? Oh, man. We had this thing happen, do this to me, and I replaced the battery. Now, well, of course, it's been a little while since I replaced the battery, so maybe I got to replace the battery again. So I will paraphrase. So you met someone when?
The 93-year-old gentleman.
Now it's on. So good magic.
And he's been diagnosed with cancer, and he said he's not ready to die yet. He wants help, but he's not sure. They keep wanting to do chemotherapy, and he said, I don't want poison in my system.
Right.
So I told him that I had been diagnosed with cancer, and I used radiation, and I'm clear now.
Right.
He said, well, can you help me get it? I said, well, I can talk to him, but I'm not officially your guardian. He said, well, can you speed the process up? I said, well, that's kind of up to the judge if he wants to move a case up real far. But anyway, we're working on that one.
And so he's not one of your wards. He just happened to be in earshot of you. And
he
decided,
may be one
he
of
he
mine.
He may become one of your wards. Okay.
We got all the paperwork done and have submitted it to the court. But it's up to them when they set the hearing.
Okay.
So he's really good at history, but he couldn't remember what he had for breakfast or lunch.
Good long-term, poor short-term.
Oh, he's a history book.
Wow.
Talks about everything back in the 20s and 30s.
As if he lived it, even though he didn't.
But he doesn't know who the president is. He doesn't even know who the last two presidents are. Okay. He was still an H.W. Bush.
Oh, he made it that far in his memory. Okay.
Yeah, but nothing current.
Okay.
So then tonight I had a call that two of my other gentlemen decided they didn't like each other. One's in his late 50s that wants to go back to Canada, and the other one's 89. And he told them where he should go with Canada. So the fight started.
Oh, gee.
Well, I guess everybody's got black eyes.
How old are these people?
One's in his 60s, and the other one's 89.
And the 89-year-old won, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, gee.
So they said, do you think that you could find another place for one? I said, which one? And fella said, well, it'd be nice if we could have both of them go someplace different. I said, well, I'm sorry, but this is where they call their home. Yeah. So they're not really happy with me right now. But I said, put one on one floor and one on the other. It's very simple. Yeah. They don't like that idea either, so. But anyway.
Simple logic sometimes.
Yeah, well, I just really believe that the one, Larry, the 93-year-old in Dayton, he needs prayers to help Amen. With his cancer.
So, Larry, that's a 93-year-old.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely. Proclaim that victory. Thank you, brother. Let's see if I see anything else that rolled in through here. Facebook. Patrick is kind enough to say he's praying for Marvin's salvation. Thank you, Patrick. That's good. Vic Lasseri's watching. Larry Stone's watching. Tracy's joined us. And yeah, Patrick. Patrick's sharing prayers. That's great. Thank you, Patrick. I don't see anything else on here. Should we? Oops, hit the wrong button. Let's make our way into our prayer circle, shall we? Let's lift all this up. He's going to say Brandon's got this speed of youth here, doesn't he? He's got this youthful thing going here. Thank you, my friend. You just leave that right there. It's good. It's good. God is good. God is able. So, Lord, we thank you for Thursday nights, and thank you for this time of gathering. Lord, there's you know our hearts, you know the trials, you know the struggles, and all these people that we've lifted here tonight, Lord, we know you have a heart for them, and we know that it's your will. Jesus made the will for their healing. When people come to Jesus, Jesus healed all who came to him, no exceptions. Now, of course, if they didn't come to Jesus, well, then they didn't receive, but they needed to at least come to Jesus. So, Lord, we know your word declares to us that where two or more are gathered, you are there. We know that your word tells us, Lord, that you hear and answer our prayers, especially when they're in line with your teachings and your will. And all these things we bring to you now are fully in line with it. I want to lift up a few people that I've ministered to here earlier on Facebook earlier today. I'm lifting up Joyce and her family. Joyce is dealing with a problem with her left eye. So, Lord, I just thank you that left eye is touched. It is whatever is messing with it, Lord. You give her clear vision. You just make it right. Make it right. And, of course, for her family, she lifted up a man named Rodriguez, who's also having some issues. And she specifically is asking prayers for him. So we're lifting up Rodriguez by name. Her name for him. We're lifting up Brother Keith. I don't know that I saw him on here, but he'll probably watch later if he's not on here live now. But Keith is, we've lifted up Keith a number of times. And, Lord, we know that you hear us. And Keith just keeps getting bombarded just with junk, pain and just stuff. So, Lord, I just thank you for your touch, your healing touch of grace, of mercy, of love and joy that only you can bring, Lord. Lord, we're lifting up Carol and Charlie. Carol Kennel, Lord, you know that the trials that they've been dealing with and the pains that have been going on, so we just come against all this. All these pains, and just proclaim the victory of perfect peace and perfect health for them. Perfect peace and perfect health, Lord. I thank you for Lord, for Patrick and for Kelsey and for the family. Thank you for the job and bringing things through, and for just giving Kelsey that healing touch, Lord. These things that are messing with her don't belong. And we thank you, Lord, that she receives the healing, for it belongs to her, because what Jesus has already done. Because our God is good and our God is able. Lord, I'm thanking for your touch also in Revelation for Marvin. Marvin, let him see the light. Let him see the light of Jesus and accept Jesus in his heart. You know, and just show him when he needs to be shown, Lord. Open the eyes of his heart and bring it all that through. Thank you, Daddy, for awesome blessings. For Linda, just 3 days of just boom, 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 boom. We want you to speak here and speak here and speak there, and that's fantastic.
And I can do it.
And you can do it, and you will do it. And you will do it. That's fantastic, Linda. Huge, absolutely huge. Thank you, Jesus. For Lord, thank you for where you have Debbie and how she can share her stories and share ministry with people. And for the man that was going through the Bibles and giving away the Bible, yeah, it is a blessing to give and a blessing to receive. These are great and wondrous things. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all that. And for the person that was in there for the grieving and loss, just touch them. Touch them, Lord, whoever they were buying that for and bringing through. And Lord, I thank you that Tom just still continues to find ways to bless. And apparently people find ways to find Tom. But it is a blessing, Tom. Thank you, brother, for keeping that. So, Lord, for Larry, we thank you, Lord. We come against that cancer that, you know, he says he's not ready to die. And I get that. I get that. But I thank you, Lord. He comes to know you and the peace that needs to happen so that when that time comes, he is ready. So we thank you, Jesus, for all these things. Because our God is good. Our God is able. Anything else anybody would like to add? Praying for the church. Thank you. Yep, praying for the church. Church is still looking for leadership specifically for this church and then for the whole kit and caboodle. The whole kit and caboodle for all of it. Yeah, just God bringing on. And for all the crazy political things that are happening in this country, Lord, and I'll shoot around the whole world. Yeah, just, you know, God knows what needs to be taken care of. So we thank you, Lord, for your peace. Anything else? And for perfectly new houses. Perfect. 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 Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And peace and strength to Stephen. I knew I forgot to mention something, but God is good. Linda, you got to step right over here where people can see you. Okay, there it is. There it is. This is Linda.
What the people say.
What the people say is amen, right? That's what the people say. And we thank, glad you could hang out here with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you. We shouldn't. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Hope to see you next week. Join us on Sundays too. Make it a great week.